Welcome to the Tuesday waffle this week. We had a sleep in yesterday and missed the show, but it was also WA Day.
And there wasn't much to talk about yesterday morning because we had three games on yesterday.
That's right. I'm Jack Davidson, and today I'm joined by Bonnie Rayner and Katie Deher, and we're all kicking goals. Some more than others, just like in Swans v Demons. Take us through it, Bonnie.
The Swans were very lucky to win because, as you say, we're all kicking goals. Well, they were almost kicking more points than goals. Final score, 18 goals, 15 to 123 to 13-8, 86th Perth. Went down, but, you know, close game, and Swans were just kicking at 54.5% accuracy. They were very lucky to get over the line.
That is outrageous, given those stats. What's happening?
Think they've now gone to top of the ladder, so that should be the, you know, effectively the best team in the league, kicking at 18 goals, 15. And Perth's accuracy was 62%. So it's not good on their behalf.
Oh, not at all. Katie?
Morton kicked five, just in a bit of Morton watch. He kicked five goals. That was Mitch Morton, sorry. And Kale, he had 23 possessions. So he had a pretty good game.
Excellent.
You love your Morton watch, don't you, Katie?
I do.
Now, later on in the show, I would like to go on a rant, please, just getting early permission, about the O'Brien brothers, because we've got Morton watch. I'd like to start a thing that I like to call O'Brien watch. O'Brien watch, but that's coming up later.
All right, no worries. Claremont v Subi, what an upset. Claremont 13-9, 87 to Subi's 10-18, 78. What a game.
This is definitely my favourite game of the round because I'm focusing on the lack of accuracy this round. Subiaco kicking at 35%. 10 goals, 18 was their final score. 13 goals, 9.
This is the team that we thought were going to take out the premiership not just a couple of weeks ago. You know, these guys were undefeated. They were going into Claremont on a 6-2 to Claremont's 2-6. You know, if I was Subi, I would have been super confident. But obviously that Claremont side is no more.
They've lost three in a row, Subi, is it?
Yeah, now.
Yeah, probably pretty disappointing for
them. It's not what we expected, what we predicted at the start of the season. But I put it down to their lack of goal kicking, the inaccuracy. From the top two sides this round, Swan Districts and Subiaco. Well, they're not the top two anymore after Subiaco's lost. Katie's East Perth has gone up to second. Must be happy about that.
I am thrilled.
But you would expect better than 35% accuracy from Subi and 54% from Swan Districts, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. And moving on to East Frio versus South Frio, another tight game. You know, East Frio 15-16, 106 to South Frio's 13-13, 91. Again, Bonnie, your theory of goal kicking.
Now, I do enjoy how in every podcast you say, keep kicking goals. But this week, I think we need to say it to the teams, not to our listeners, because we're almost, you know, East kicked more points than goals. And you've got to try and kick more goals than points.
South Frio were looking the goods. Ben Saunders kicking two goals, taking Souths to a comfy lead. However, Sharks just kicked the next five. But also, just a side note, Danny Charters, it's his best game since joining East Frio and, I believe, formerly of Peel.
And East Perth.
And
as
East
well.
Perth, yeah. And he came over from Victoria, I believe, Katie, or
South Australia.
Yeah, I think
South he used Australia. To play with the Saints. I think he was listed in the AFL.
Yeah. So, no, it's good to see that, you know, still the old dog's still got some legs. I can say that because I do know Danny.
Right, so most weeks we try and do a Morton recap, you know, that's led by Katie. I would like to try and put a flag on the O'Brien brother watch because, especially Rory, I mean, in 4 out of 10 games this season, he's gotten over 30 disposals. Sorry, they both brothers, Brock and Rory, between them, they've gotten 18 goals this season. So they're averaging just under a goal each per game. And I think they're underspoken about.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they're in great form. Rory's gotten over 20 disposals in every game so far this season. His lowest was this week against South Fremantle. He got 21 disposals. But, I mean, 35 in the first round and then, you know, his lowest since before this round has been 27. So I think they were both unlucky to miss out on selection in the WA state side. But I think we've got to watch them more than the Morton brothers. I'm going to give Katie a run for her money every week. I'm going to start doing a bit of an O'Brien watch. If I can get the tick of approval from you lads.
Lock it in.
Thanks, Eddie.
And moving on to the last game of the round, the Royals versus the Falcons. What a game. Royals 10-9, 69 to the Falcons 7-11, 53.
What a win.
There's nothing in this game either, was there? Three-quarter time, the Falcons were up by 3 points. And then the Royals just came home with it.
They kicked the first, what, three goals of the fourth quarter?
Of the fourth quarter, yeah. Just went away. They just took it away, didn't they?
Yeah, and this loss for the Falcons means that they're now out of the top four. So they've got an uphill battle now, and there's only so many games left. What's, you know, what are we going to predict?
I reckon they'll finish out of it. As Jack
no
said,
finals?
No, I don't reckon. There's been so much shuffling around on the ladder this round, and I reckon we're just seeing other teams start to get back some form, not from Subiaco, but Claremont.
Who's going to take it then, East Frio or Claremont?
I think East Frio. Is that a big call? You're both looking at me.
I love it.
And are Subi going to slip, Bonnie? Are we thinking, what are they now? They're third now.
Don't know. Who can say? But only time will tell. Look, Shane Nelson again led the way for West Perth. 31 possessions.
That's ridiculous. Good form.
It is out of this world.
He's your boy, isn't he? You must have been happy with
boy.
That.
Yeah. And according to Stampy, a hunk of a man.
Stephen Payne, he had picked up 32 disposals. That was a game high for East Perth. And Scotty Lysette, he kicked three goals and had 23 hit-outs, which is fantastic showing.
Mark Hutchings was up there too with 28 disposals. And Kyle Anderson was also listed in the Royals' best.
Can I just skip back for 2 points? Honourable mention to Chris Miller, who retired after 303 waffle games.
And is now a life member at two of the waffle clubs.
Yeah, East Perth... East Frio and South Frio. Well done, Chris.
What a legend of the game.
And, Boddy, you mentioned just before a very interesting point. Subi's form going up against Swans next week.
Mm, could it be their fourth consecutive loss? I think they're going to slip, Katie.
Yeah,
I think they've started strong and I think they've already run themselves out of puff.
Yeah, I think Swans...
Roared too hard. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens this week against Swan Districts, but I think it will definitely be a test of their form.
It's time for tips. Bonnie, take us through what's happening after round 10.
So, a bit of an upset this week. We all tipped Subiaco, which we got wrong. Because
thought it would have been a given.
We thought that was the safest tip of the round, and we couldn't have been more wrong. So, we all got Subiaco wrong, thanks to Claremont's victory. All got Swans right, except for Katie. Katie managed to get every single one wrong this round.
Oh, so a perfect score.
Perfect score of zero. Perfect for us.
Can I just say, I was going to tip East Perth. But
look, can I
it's
just say that?
For Kudov's March.
Yeah. Can I just say there's not much you can say in your defence, and you tipped against your own boys, Katie, and they won.
Now that puts Katie five out.
So Katie's going
for
the
next person.
Katie's actually in the running for the wooden spoon alongside with Peel. I think between Katie and Peel.
I think that
Do
means
you
have I
the
have
buy
to
next week, Katie.
Yeah.
I think that means I have to tip all opposites, though, this weekend in order to
I think it means stop gambling because it's not working out for you.
It works once. You're about to.
It did work with Peel the other week.
Oh, yeah, one time, Katie. So we did see a separation between Jack and Michael this week. They, for once, went different. Michael tipped West Perth and Jack went for East Perth. So Jack came out on top, and that gives you a total of three for the round.
Woohoo!
Stampy got two, I got three, Katie got the big fat zero as discussed. So our leaderboard as it stands, Jack has 24. Well done, Jack. You're on top.
Thank you.
I'm on 23, alongside Stampy, who's also on 23, but alphabetically, I've put myself ahead of him. So I'm really
good
happy.
Call. Yeah, yeah.
Thank
fair,
you.
Fair enough.
Thanks.
It's on statistics.
Yeah, and
percentage. It's on percentage.
On percentage, I'm ahead of Stampy, so that makes me second on the ladder. I'm very happy about that because I've spent the first about six rounds on the bottom. So Stampy's also on 23, just after me, and Katie is on 18, 5 points behind.
Yeah. And Wafflers, if you're wondering what's happened to the other hosts and their tipping, because they're outside the top four, we've dropped them.
Yeah, look, and I mean, they just weren't as, stupid as Katie to take a gamble. She makes it entertaining, so that's why Katie's still alive in our tipping competition.
Yeah.
But it's a race between the four of us now.
Fantastic. All right, let's have a look at round 11. What's going on?
So on Saturday at 2:05, East Fremantle Oval, we have Peel versus East Frio. It's not funny, so don't laugh.
East Frio for me, thank you.
And why is that, Jack? Is that on account of the fact that Peel is...
bottom?
Yep, and not very good.
Yeah, and that Sharks form is just too good.
Well, second game of the round, we've got Perth versus East Perth. This one's at Lath Lane Park.
I'm going to go with the Royals.
Tipping the Royals as well, then. Oh, and just to clarify, I will be tipping Peel also.
Also,
in the previous game, I didn't put my
also, tipping. No one's tipping Peel. Don't associate us with that. Katie, why?
I just don't. I mean, what did East Freo win by? It wasn't
you,
that much.
Have you not heard the old saying, lightning doesn't strike twice?
Yeah, but Peel won on their last game, and I think they can back it up.
Well, they did have the bye off, so Saturday will tell.
Our next game of the round at Steel Blue Oval, Swan Districts, and the out-of-form Subiaco.
Look, this is what I was pegging with Stampy a couple of weeks ago, that this would have been top-of-the-table clash. Mm. How wrong I was, hands down, that Swan's going to win.
I'm with you on that one.
Swan Districts for me too.
Wow, playing it safe for once. You should try that more often. And at the showgrounds on Saturday afternoon, we have Claremont and West Perth.
I'm stung for this one.
That's a pretty hard one.
Zero idea.
I would have gone for the Falcons after this week. Claremont getting over Subiaco. I don't know.
I don't know
if that's a sign of what's to come.
I don't know if the same Claremont team's going to show up.
It's so hard to tell. And you've got to keep in mind the home ground advantage. And Stampy will be there doing the ground announcements. So if that doesn't psych up Claremont, I don't know what does.
Guess we found our interview for next week. Stay tuned while we talk to Michael Stamp, Waffler, and Claremont ground announcer. It's going to be a great one.
He'll be a guest. He's a guest on this show now.
He lost his seat. Now, honestly, I want to choose the Tigers, but I think I'm going to have to go for the Falcons.
Katie, how about yourself?
I'm going to choose them for you, Jack. I'm going with the Tigers.
All right.
That's such a tough one. I might have to take a rain check and get back to you, but I'm thinking I might take a gamble with Claremont.
All right, lock it in with Bonnie and Claremont.
Taking a leaf out of Katie's book and having a gamble. So that's next round.
All right, and that'll be us for this week on the Monday Waffle. Thanks for listening. We will be back next Monday on time and ready to deliver some interesting results from a hopefully very interesting round. Now, guys, keep kicking goals, and we'll catch you later.